would say undetermined. I think 16. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle that came in, and there's guys that contributed. There's pieces that played and played well. There's pieces that didn't play. And so the sample size for some of those players is not great enough for anybody to say this is great, this is bad, this is whatever. Again, I'm more into the let's take our time and see where guys develop into. And at the end of the day, some guys contributed right away, other guys didn't. And I think that's a part of the process. I like them. I actually like all of them. I mean, I like Sean Drawn, who we brought in late and contributed on special teams. I like Glenn Winston, who nobody really got a chance to see carry the ball, but I think he's got some upside to him. And I think the two that everybody likes to reference are Crow and West. And to that tune, I would tell you that they both have a chance to be successful players in this league and have the upside to carry enough of the load for us. Again, I think that, you know, from a variety of perspectives, all guys got to learn that it's not what it used to be. Like, you have a lot of guys that come to NFL teams as they were the man. Just use Terrence West as an example. This guy's been given the football 25, 30 times a game from the time he was a kid until this year. And I think it's hard for guys to realize, okay, you know what? I'm not going to get it 25 or 30 times. And so there's some maturity there with him saying, okay, look, I'm going to get 18 carries. I'm going to get 17 or 13 or 15, whatever that number is going to be, and just make the most of them. And then in the tune of that, knowing that the way you get more and more opportunity is to be better and better in ancillary situations. Are you really good in pass pro? Do you understand the intricacies of the game? And as guys kind of get those little nuances of how to get more and more play time, they get better. And so I would say the same is true with Crow, is that he had his issues at Georgia, all well documented, it is what it is. And then he went to a different school and had his chance to have a lot of success. And then now he's trying to build and to find out, what does that look like? What's the right how many carries am I going to get? And I hate to say this, it's almost like being in an all-star game and everybody wants to take the shot. Everybody wants the ball. And when you have a young team, that's kind of what a young NFL team goes through, is everybody wants the ball. Everybody wants to be the guy to make that opportunity happen. And guys got to learn that we got to share to succeed. And the more they get that sharing under their belt, the better we all become. I would tell you that there was there were obviously things that he needed to work on, and you know those things coming in. There's also the feeling of, you know, this guy's on the right path and the right track. Did he have it? Again, like most young kids, they have some type of issue while the time they're in college? Absolutely. But that information also kind of stated that he had kind of turned the corner, was moving in the right direction. And so you do your research, you hang on it, and I think the easiest way to put it is there is an inexact science to this thing, but you know certain pieces, and you would hope and think that you can coach and move guys past some of those small issues that they had while they were in college. That's for you guys to decide. I mean, from my perspective, it goes right back to what I said initially, which is that we got to give guys time to do what they do, and when the guys don't do it in time, then you make those determinations. But when guys show that they can do it at a certain point in time, like Pet alluded to yesterday, it comes down to being consistent. And with lack of consistency is what? Inconsistency. And then you see those blemishes and those warts, and whether they show up week 2 or week 17, they obviously exist. And so to that tune, we got to try to get guys to, like Pitt said, that 90 percentile where they're constantly doing the consistent thing right. I do think that he cares. I do know he's competitive. At the end of the day, I'll be frank and candid and say that there's it's obvious, but, you know, he does need to grow up some, and that maturity issue is there. But beyond that, I do think that there are redeemable qualities that can help him improve himself over time. I do think he can develop into a solid starter in this league, yes. I think that the sample size that's available is, like you said, small. And I would say to that end, we all got to be patient. Like, I think there's an opportunity for the guy to make changes. And it's up to him if he's going to make those changes. But I think the talent is in his body to accomplish that. I think the questions is that – that's my point, is that he's going to have to come in here and demonstrate that he's ready to be an NFL quarterback. And as long as he takes the necessary steps to do those things and to perform on the field and make himself accountable to his teammates and the organization, then that's a whole nother conversation. I would tell you that the words don't mean anything. I'm not a big word guy. It's all about action. I think that's really where we're at in time, and I think that's for everybody. I think that's what all of our players and our coaches and our staff and everybody associated with this organization want to see. That's what our fans want to see. It's about action. I don't know if it's a distraction. It's a distraction when people allow things to be a distraction. If just because I'm out and I'm somewhere and somebody takes a picture of me with my wife or me with my kids or me whatever, doing wherever I'm at, doesn't mean that I'm actually doing anything negative. And everybody's allowed to have a private life. I believe that. I think that I'm a public figure. I'm in the public light now, but it doesn't mean I can't go and, you know, golf or, you know, sit on the beach or do whatever I do in my own time. So, again, for us or for me, I think it really points to the fact of we need him to do the things that it takes to be an NFL quarterback. Doesn't mean that he can't, you know, have a private life or do the things away from football that he enjoys. But, again, to some degree, it's what he's going to have to deal with. It's who he is, and people are going to take pictures and look at him and tweet about him, and we have to deal with that circumstance if he's going to be a part of this team.